Kwazwai, muri Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, muri Zimbabwe, to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We are coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Muri Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Mthakazo muhle muri Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Nasi muchirongwa tonight on The Connection muri Zimbabwe. We chose Sekuyisikhathi. This time last year, ilizwe lonke was joining hands. The whole country was united as we were all mourning. Kodwa namhla kuhlelo sithe hayi kuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi we look back to what happened in January 2019 lapho ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngempela ngeqhawe nyika yese yeZimbabwe yakarasikirwa negamba guru. Today on The Connection, we decided it's important ukuthi sithakazelele impilo kamuyi Tirangare Upenyu Wamshakavu, Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi, the man who a lot of experts argue ukuthi nguye ngempela, the man who is the arguably the most decorated Zimbabwean musician of all time. Now, Ubaba Mtukudzi was a lot of things ngempela. He was a philanthropist, he was also a human rights activist, he was also the Goodwill Ambassador, UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador to Southern Africa. What a man. So sithe namhla kuhlelo silingenise nonke mpinde mese muri eZimbabwe sixoxe ngobunengi bethu ukuthi ubaba Mthukudzi, what exactly did he do for abantu abasakhulayo, njalo ukuthi what kind of legacy did he leave behind for the youth of Zimbabwe. Saka muri eZimbabwe, in the spirit of looking back at impilo kababa Mthukudzi, Baba Mthukudzi has had the opportunity of being interviewed on VOA by a lot of different reporters from Studio 7, from Voice of America. Now, let's go back to 2018. Lapo, u host of Music Time in Africa, u Heather Maxwell, got a chance to catch up with Baba Mthukudzi in the spirit of looking back. Let's take a look.
Norton, Zimbabwe is the home of Pakare Paye Arts Center. The founder of the center is Oliver Mthukudzi, the legendary Tuku. We're about to meet him, the perfect time to catch up with him, find out what he's up to, and see how he's giving back to the community through music. Tuku, it is such an honor and a privilege to be here at your gorgeous arts center up here in Norton, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, sir. It's good to see you once again after how many years? I think that was 2012.
It was, and you were in the VOA studio in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Hey, thank Oliver, you. How you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. Nice. And I said then, I really would like to visit your school. Can I do that if I come to Zimbabwe? And you said...
Oh, yes, you can. You're welcome.
So tell me, what has been happening and what are you doing now with your music?
Well, I'm here to release my 67th album, so I'm very excited.
What is going to be different or special about this album? I mean, and that might be hard to say since you've done so many, but is there one thing?
Oh, yes. Every album has got its own topic. It's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. We are following our passion instead of being who we are.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to their parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, a medical doctor, a and they push their child to be a medical doctor, and yet he was created to play a drum.
Right now, we're in front of the Sam Mtukudzi Conference Center, dedication to your lost son. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, he is the one who started the conference center, so...
Yeah, it's his.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, age is catching up, but I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku Oliver Mtukudzi, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
All right. Well, you saw it there. Tadzora Ndagaro Tataiwa. Let's go back to 2018. Lapo, the host of Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell's VOA lady, caught up with Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi, and he was talking about how, yeah, na yebo ngempela, he's getting old. He's released over 60 albums. Mtukudzi umuthi 60 albums. Kodwa uthi, hi, music is all he is. He can't stop being himself. So that was Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi. What kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi leave for you, umuntu ongisakhulayo, young musicians? What kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi leave for you? Sakala mchira upina mchirongwa pinda mchirongwa muri Zimbabwe. What songs did you love from Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi? Njalukuthi, what did those songs mean to you? Njalukuthi, yeah, Ubabu Mtukudzi, what did he resemble? What kind of legacy did he leave behind? We're broadcasting live on our radio on a 909 medium wave frequency. Sikhona njaloku 4930, 15460, njaloku 13860 kilohertz short wave. On the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages as we speak, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa phela zulukandaba ukuthi sikhona ku Facebook saka Musa Kangano Zwikari, that we're broadcasting live on Facebook on our three web pages. Saka kana mchidopi na mchirongwa abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can write your name and number in the comment section and we'll be calling you live on air. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki muri Zimbabwe uhlelo The Connection lilami umaikobe.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Jalogo Instagram, so you can chat it up with me after the program. Go to for the next hour. Sikona lapa emakasini ama tatu ku VOA Ndebele, ku VOA Shona, Jalogo VOA Studio 7. So before I head over to the first young gentleman, hi, who's going to be joining me live, Ekwengweni, let us check what people are saying about Ubabu Tuku. Anzi, ipapeje lelu re VOA Shona, marozanyo rao, anzi, tetema vi, chimbo, fona ikani, vaisa number, aiwa, tichakufundra inasa, ripachirongo, ndini Mike Ove, kwete tetema vi. Egas Bati, yes, mkoma, say, how far today, watching you from Kapa, you put his number, aiwa, mkoma, egi, tichakufundra, Donald Mamboma, live and clear, vaisa number, aiwa, tinotena mkoma, doni, tichakufundra, phone rai teli wenkwena uthi tuku ngempela tuku hanzi na boss cha guru bopoto, that's his favorite song bopoto. Egas Banyura hanzi chikonzero chaita msoro uteme, aiwa ngempela yibo abantu abakhona kukhasi lethu ele VOA Shona. Now pa VOA Studio 7 2021 arikuti chiko gulo boss upinde wabhala ngempela ukuthi khanya ngani uboss is following on both pages. Anzi bopoto ya Oliver Mtukudzi ndiyo ya anofarira, hanzi na Nomen ndafunga dande Anesu upali ngempela uthi anzithili kubathi ka Tripa Zimba uJomo kuthi uthi good evening watching you all from DRC Kolokwezi district my song vuma wa sakara vuma wa unyana so abantu bakhona ngempela asibonene ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele kuviwa endebele kukhona unesisadube uthi unjani msakazi ngiyaphila nesisa wena unjani uMario Dliwayo la ukhona kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo uMabaleka uthi watching you from DRC unjani Mabaleka uDanisa uthi how's it bafanas Mike hansi ngikwelalele ngise Josie who's it bafo who's it now let's head over to my first guest who's joining me live ecingweni he's a young gentleman he's a hit recording artist he's worked like ubaba umthukudzi asizweni ukuthi yena uthini bekezela nkomo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bafo
ubonga mina kakhulu bakithi selibonani nabalaleli bet VOA Studio 7 zabonga kakhulu khona ngapho all the way from South Africa namhlanje kutholile nje kunandi amafu nje awekho sky is clear so siyabonga kakhulu baseshelweni
no we're excited to have you bafo let's get straight into it ubaba Oliver Mthukudzi a lot of young people have spoken clear about ubaba Mthukudzi besithi hay bona ngempela they feel like he left not just a big dent in the Zimbabwean music industry but in the world's music industry in general they feel ukuthi bona njengesizwe hay sekamthwakazi not just Zimbabweans kuphela kodwa they feel as though they've lost iqhawela ngempela wena uthini ngalokho bekeza
Well, the night legends don't die. They just multiply. They reincarnate. Mm. And if you look shortly, you will realize that's exactly what he did. There's a lot of us out here who took on the pattern. When he did his last show in Bulawayo in September, before he passed on, we spent the whole day together because we were booked together in that show. So it was the first time we had any close contact in Ibabunduku. It felt like I'd known him for years. From the breakfast show at 7 at around 6 a.m., Saturday breakfast song, Satona song, Sashi lunch, up until Tambama, Singena, Sisenza, Ishore together. And I felt that energy being passed on, you know, between the two generations. I thought that I was going to get a chance to do a song with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he passed on before we could do the song together. I sent him the song. He liked it, but we couldn't do it together because he was already self-sick not December, not January, up until the 23rd, where he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I noticed that he wasn't excited about doing a song with me. He was excited about passing the baton to me, hence the way he was speaking with me. He was not a big talker. He was a smooth talker. But he was gently and I think he saw that space. And as a spiritual person, we are very spiritual as singers. So after we had the news of his passing, I was called by a private television station network now in South Africa called ENCA. They wanted me to do a tribute of Babu Oliver Mthukudzi in studio live on TV. And I tell you the pressure that I was in to try and play Uneri, I couldn't play it. I didn't know how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was still practicing a mini, I fell asleep when I'm like, I just dozed off. I don't know how. So he came to me through a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up, he didn't do anything. He just appeared. I saw him clearly. We were sitting around. He came into the room. And when I woke up, I forgot what I was trying to play in Mary. I played it as it is. If you want proof of that, everyone can go to my Instagram page at Begezela Music. Scroll through my timeline, you'll see a performance of Inaria that I did at Botswana sometime last year. I posted it there in a Khoisan. You will see it was just me and my guitar. That performance made UDJ Sibu by South Africa to go to my Instagram page and say, Begezela, I would like to do a collaboration with you in honor of Ubabantu Kuti Electricity in area. Mm-hmm. So I believe Ubuti, that is testament of how Ubabu Oliver passed on the baton to me. And I believe there is a lot of other artists out there who are young, abangachona Ubuti, inanami, who impacted me, ngale indlela. For instance, Ubuti Perita, Ubamtshela Ubuti, during his last tour, he taught the Ubabantu tourism to go around the country. Mm-hmm. Abu Brian K. Arare, he was one of the lucky dudes to actually go and play for Ubabantu Kuti when he was at his deathbed and he couldn't get up. But when Brian K. played one of Ubabantu Kuti's songs, Ubabantu Kuti stood up and got strength and he danced to his song. So there's a lot of stories of Andabanga's Kuluma on how Ubabantu Kuti reincarnated or multiplied. Usapila is still alive through us.
Now, Bege, as we continue to talk about legacy, Ubabantu Kuti, you know, a lot of young people, we saw him build the Pakare Pae Center, which targeted towards inspiring young people and just not just inspiring them, but also teaching them hands-on what it means to make music, how you're supposed to make it and so forth. Besides his legacy from an international standpoint, because we heard you talk about DJ Swu, Usis Perita, and so forth, from a local standpoint, is there something that he left for Nina Njengenja? I know Utwena, you're beyond just Zimbabwe, also in South Africa and so forth, but for local young people, is there anything that Ubabantu Kuti left for them?
Yeah, he did. I'm glad that you mentioned Ipakare Pae in Norton. It was a center for the young to come, and it was a space that he created for the youngsters to come and learn music and the ethics of the performing arts. But within that, he went a step further to create an annual festival that was called the Solo Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, the Solo Festival, Ubabantu Kuti, what he did is that he encouraged artists to learn how to play an instrument and perform alone on stage without breaking. You can realize looking at an album where he did that was called Ndeka Zwango, just him alone and the guitar. He wanted to teach us how to be economic in this industry, to say, if the promoter calls Mbeke Vela and says, look, I know you're charged 65,000 for a full band, but I've got 25,000. He would encourage us to take the 25,000 and go alone and play alone. You know, because he would tell you that yesterday you didn't have the 25,000. So I think the last solo festival, the last festival that Ubabantu Kuti had, was the festival about the solo festival near to Bahara, near to Perita, and other solo artists as well. Mm-hmm. Just a second, hold on a second.
Okay. So,
what Ubabantu Kuti did is that he would encourage artists to actually come and perform as solo artists, which is one thing that I learned as well from that solo festival. I can also come and perform just me and my guitar alone and just do that. I mean, just yesterday I was performing for the ANC 108th birthday. Mm-hmm. And it was just the last day of the moment. It came to say, we've got a song together, come through. I was able to get on that stage, just me, and just performed my song just alone. So he would encourage people to learn. So locally, that's what he left us. He left us with a fishing line instead of fish.
All right, Bege, I say Aguzwa Bafo. Now, I have another guest that's lined up, so let me give you your last opportunity to usinikeze amazwi akho okugcina, and then we'll move over to the next guest. What would be your closing remarks to this conversation as we talk about Ubabantu Kuti?
I'd like to say his legacy lives on, his legacy lives on, and through us, incidentally, it's up to us. Yes, it's pretty quite big shoes to fill. But spiritually, so he will give us the strength to go on and on. Nina, at Begezela Music, check me out on Twitter, at Begezela Music on Instagram, at Begezela Music, one word, and on Facebook, it's Begezela. You'll see a pretty big project that I've lined up. But I'm working in studio, not DJ Snoo, doing a remake of Imeria in a more upbeat tempo. That is another way of which we honor him. Nami, I'll be releasing my next album in September. I will also do a tribute song that I wrote to Ubabantu Kuti. So his legacy will never die. It will continue to live on.
All right, Siyabonga Bege, thank you so much and good luck. We'll make sure we want to follow your journey as we await this album. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chef.
Well, you heard it there, folks, from Ubekezela Uthi. Legends never die. They reincarnate themselves. You heard him talk about his experiences and others around him that talk about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Another thing he seemed to highlight was Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. Earlier, Arna spoke about how Ubaba Mthukudzi is someone who is seen as a global icon. Now, before we head over to some cool jams of Ubaba Mthukudzi, rega intange na tora mterirongo, woktanga rikpina mchirongo, asizwe nukutu mlalilo wokalongi na yukushelongbani, and then we'll chat it up with the music. Kola kola mtereri, indi nom kamchila mchirongwa, ngbano konekto ngweni, arparo narendian.
Hello, magadi mkoma, Mike.
Hey, zuru kufamba ere mkoma.
Ah, zuru kufamba, gurize kwa muru.
Ah, ndizo indi, arparo narendian.
Ndilonzi gift makuyana, ndri kwa mtere.
Aywa mkoma gift, tinotenda shukuru sana kupinda mchirongwa, wona imanje, gorera pura, tukaenda, munoti inazo ezos.
Ah, takaraskir was a ganyanya, mkoma maiki kunyanya, zirare edu tisasa kuti, wana doktor nifo mtu kuti, wanu wa imba music ya itere, wane mazera ese, wanu wa imba music ya ngaini message. Saka sunu sinotongo tirwaza kuti takaraskir wa hindi, ameno tisasa wana mwamuna nongo na kufaraburi rora wakati sire.
Hmm, nde pane nziyo ya chuku ya mnofarira ere mkoma?
Ya ndinonya nyofarira ndinzi pangu ndasakura ndapedza nziyoi inziyoi ndinzi zvakanaka nekureko kuti muupenyu wedu kazhinji vabereki tivatarisa vanhu vakatikoshera kazhinji mukurarama vakatiendesa kuzvikoro nei tikutaura kuti iwo pachavo vanhu vakatopedza saka ndasinoi kuzvasarira kwatiri saka nziyoi ndikainzwa nguva paiki inondibata zvakanyanya kuti ndinei pamwedza zvakafanana neiwo kuti vabereki vaoneka vakati hai ndipangu sakura da sunja da peja zasara kwa wari mwana tikata sayo msonyo watukura rama wakawa mwakawa maiji hei aa tunabati kanda
anzi chumuti chasiru wa imi wapano yechidiki
aa tatisiru wa zenu mwakawa maiji bati pataka chisiru wapato maiji ndepara pekuti unengwa uri wakuna uno finisha opu wa uri para number 5 uri nolena number 1 wane paka oma mwakawa maiji
aa wanu mkoma tuku waka zuhita estozo tanza neyu kuzuhita esos.
Ah, chaedza nepeto patinogona nekuti regati vakatisira hatidi kuti ingopera yakadaro saka tichaedza nepatinogona kuti tinge tichienderera mberi tisvikewo pavakasvika ipapo.
Mhm, aiwa takunzwai tichipeta ndichipeta nemi mukoma ibva imakandawo kamazwi maviri matatu kune mhuri yeZimbabwe iri kuchemawo nekuti vakarasikwa negamba uyezve kune mhuri yaTuki.
Ah, manzani kakoda kutaura ndekuti kune mhuri yekwatuku tongoti aiwa tine urombo nekuti takarasikirwa negamba uye kumhuri yeZimbabwe tine urombo zvakare takarasikirwawo negamba vamutukudzi munhu ataida vaive baba vaive sekuru vaive mukoma kuburidza kwemitiyo dzavo dzavaiimba vaipinda mudzimba dzedu muupenyu hwedu zvese vaitibatanidza kuti mazimbabweni akabatana.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru samukoma nekupinda muchirongwa tinotenda. All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, you heard there from our first caller, Ugift Uyakulma Ngempela Anza Aiwa Tuku. He made it very clear, even through his music, Ugut Abantu Basakulayo and Chimuti Ndrukusirai. Now let's head over to some music of Ubaba Mthukudzi. The first song I'm going to introduce to you is a song. Earlier on I mentioned Ugut Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. So let's check out a reincarnation that he made of Ingoma Yake Neria, where he featured a lady Smith, a blacksmith, Mambazo, Azishi, or a producer. Let's check it out. Mbona ngani ingoma yahluphukuthola. Whilst we look for the...
Zaure mo yo kaneria mwari ane we sawore mo yo kaneria mwari ane we
mwari ane we kaneria
alisa ketina
mwari ane we
sise mhlabeni alisa ketina ntandane
Neria usaure moyo kaneria kwai mwari anewe le amuzwa ubabu Oliver Mthukudzi with Lady Smith Black Mambazo. Let's check out ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. Abantu ngempela khona khanya bakhona tendai arikuti hanze aiwa fona ya papa Cape Town ndirikukona iti notenda zvikuru mukoma tendai tichakufonerai. Jairos naye obvaisa number hanzi watching you tuku music ndizvo hanzi nyanga yenzou uobe uti VOA Studio 7 munondipisa manyemwe. I say bonga kakhulu. Now let's head over to my second guest before we see Kaluthatha abanye abalaleli. Let's hear what he has to say. Umnumzana uFarai Mufuti, he's a musician ungale kwelengilandi. Farai, welcome to the program, buddy. Skipan.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining, brother. Namhla we're speaking about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Oliver Mthukudzi, earlier on we had another guest, Ubege Zela, who was speaking about the legacy, and he said, in his firm opinion, the one thing about Oliver Mthukudzi that he can say is, legends never die, they reincarnate themselves. What do you have to say about the legacy of Ubaba Mthukudzi?
I definitely concur with that sentiment. I think, just even speaking in greater depth to that legacy, I think what he was able to do was not only represent the art of Zimbabwe and who he was as a father and as a performer in our country, but he was able to also equally export our cultural artistic value by virtue of how he worked in Southern Africa and in particular in Africa at large by looking at it collectively as a, looking at music as an opportunity to demonstrate our cultural diversity and equally the uniqueness of the Zimbabweanness, as it were, but also essentially create an identity with the international market by creating value for us. You know, he toured extensively in festivals in Canada, America, as you know. And so he not only was he a legend in that sense, in the purest sense of the term, but he equally was someone who became a national ambassador to the cultural value system that defines us as Zimbabwean. So he was beyond just a musician; he was an icon, and his stature in African music and progressing the African agenda is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Now, Farai, as we speak about Ubaba Mthukudzi, you spoke about, you know, how he was international, and a lot of people have acknowledged Ubaba Mthukudzi wasn't just known as a musician, he was also a philanthropist, he was a goodwill ambassador, he was a family man. What do you have to say about the legacy, what he left for Abantu Abasakhulayo?
Well, you know, it's just beyond having a sense of self-identity as Zimbabweans, as Africans, as a musician. I think one thing he always pushed was the agenda of us having a sense of originality, to be able to articulate your music and to not leave your identity behind your music. He was able to, especially in a world where culture is at war, you know, in terms of dominant cultures, he wanted us to be able to have to be able to sing any genre we'd like, but to equally identify our sense of self within that music. So I think that's one of the most profound lessons of not distorting your intellectual capabilities by equally respecting local information as well, local cultures, local histories, and the things that form us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the most powerful things that he gave us as a young generation. But notwithstanding that, he equally allowed us to respect the arts, to have to you know culturally our culture has always shone the answer, something that is not seen as intelligent. But he was able to demonstrate, not just financially, but equally through the message within his music, the sense of depth and cultural value that it gave. So he left us a long lasting lesson that art can be a way to convey, unite, and equally teach an entire society. And he didn't only just teach one society, but it was a world message. And till today, I think you'd find that I'm currently in Germany, and you'd find that he has a name here. He has footprints in America, he has footprints in England, and he did exceedingly well in exporting the intelligence that comes within our culture and our social value system.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a caller, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana Ufarai Mufuti and Lai Ugumsebenzo Ushabela, just like Ubegezela and Ufarai Lai Uya Shopelumbonake for about Imbali, Egababu Oliver Mtukudzi. When Utini Ngota Bulukone Kutwini, what do you have to say about legacy Egababu Mtukudzi? Pala Pela, Umbonwaku Kukasile Tuele VOA Ndebele, Nyorai Maondre Nyupa, Page Redu, Re VOA Shona. Aba Fisungena Ushelo, you can text your name and number to Facebook, Kukasile Tuele VOA. Ndebele. Asitate numlaleli ngatitore mtereri arupinda mchirongwa tinze ukuti iwo vanoti yenutini ngembale kababu Mtukudzi. Kola kola mtereri ndino mkamchira mchirongwa ngiagwa mgele okhlelo ndiana ripopa ninarapo.
Mkoma Mike Masera sei. Ndimu koma Donald Mamboma.
Ah mkoma Doni ndeipi.
Ndipi sei mkoma Mike.
Ah bobo.
Nasimune chirongwa chakanaka chandofarira ku zitaro kuti Oliver Mtukudzi zita guru pasirose. It's unfortunate kuti hatisine hatinavo paringuva inoyi asi zvavakasiya vatiita legacy yavo ichararama kusika nekusingagumi
zvino
basa ravakabata
endrembe
ndikati basa ravakabata vachidzidzisa noti kuimba kwava Mtukudzi kwakusiri kungoimba kungochero vashaura kana kuti zvaiva zvine dziso mukati iyo dzavo dzese mukadzerera kambo nekambo maalbumu ese avanga vanawo mukatira kambo imuchiita song by song pane message iripo yekuti unotobata zviviri zvitatu zvaungadzidza ipapo saka vamutukudzi ndizvandonyaya yekuvatira kuti ndedze dzavo vanga vane message ende vaiyambira mara vamira tinoita kwete kuti vanga vachiimba zvimwe zvinoitika uku society medu mani tinenge tiri izvi zvavanyaya kutarisa nazvo izvozvo saka ende kubatsira kwavakazoita mukatarisa kuti vamutukudzi bva vachitanga vaibana naJames Chimombe vachingobatsira kuti vachitanga asi mukatarisa makolaboration avakaita nevanhu vakaita nevanhu vakawanda wanda vamwe vaimbi vachishumidzira vamwe vaimbi vana Sulu vana Japraiser vanhu vakawanda vamwe vasingagonitoreva vana Toki vana Matthias Mhere vakashumidzira vaimbi vakawanda vaimbi vazhinji vakapopura nomaoko avo Samanyanga kana vanhu vakada kutenda kana vanoda kutenda vane chipo chekutenda vanogona kutenda Samanyanga pane roo yavaka playa vaindi vatinavo nhasi aa
ndekapi kanziyo katuku kamunofarira mukomadhoni
ndinofarira nziyo dzavo dzakawanda asi mukandiridzirawo chokuti ngwarai vanangu then kuita yekuti kumunga hakunapwa izvozvo dzakanyanya idzodzo then kuita anonzirwa ngoma Mutavara wanyatsokuvawo ukateerera so unonyatsokuvawo kuti ya ndiyo dzakabikwa idzo
wai makasarudza nziyo idzodzo dzinorevei kwamuri
kambo kekuti ngwarai ndinonase kuti kakanyanya kunangana neupenyu hwenherera kana mwana akakura ari nherera nokuti vanhu mukatarisa pameseji yavano vanoimba vachiti mupai ndikazoti nemuyandi patinenge tatidinya kuri vati vanenge vafa ini vana vangu musara muvhure meiso mungware hama dzinokununurai dzakapinga usazongoti aucharehwa kana kuti chavadhisaidha ivo vamwe veukama ungoti yes yes saka ii meseji yakasimba yekuti kana uri nherera unofanirwa kutozvimiririrawo ndo chinhu chandakanyanya kudzidza pasomu iyoyo chandakafarira kuti zovhura meso kuti vamwe vanenge vachida kuta sevanokubatsira but vanenge vakakupinga ndare saka ukateerera somu iyoyo ine meseji imwe iri dip yekuti ukangoiteerera zvako usinanyatsodzamisa fungwa unogona kungona sekuti inongova somu but ukazodzamisa fungwa unozvanzinoti aho
right, mukoma Doni tichipeta hurukuro nemi mune mazu here ekukandira kune mhuri yava Mtukudzi
manzi ndinawo mukoma Mike manzi andingangosiyira mhuri yava Mtukudzi it's unfortunate kuti mwana wavo se mukomana vakava nechirongwa chachavaitinzwawo nemhuri mudanga vachidzidzisa vachidzidzisa nenda mwana wavo asi kuti zvakangofambawo nepamwe mari akaita matongero avo iwo vakatozoimba vakati ndakaronga dondo saifunga kuti iwo ndivachatanga semo sara wasi ndavakaronga hawo dondo asina kutonga kwamwari asina zvatingaita asi kwasikana vavo tikataka tinoona kuti zviri kuratidza kuti vamutukudzi negazi yavo haiwiri pasi kana vana vavo vasikana vana seuma varipo haa vasikana vavo vose vari kuzama kuratidza kuti vanoda kuti zita rababa vavo risaarova saka ipapo ndinofara nazvo izvozvo zvinhu zvandinofadza zvino zvinotifadza chaizvo saka ndokuti pamhuri yavo ngavarambiwangava madhivisions mamwe anomboitika tiga kuti pose pane pasiwa panomboitikawo matenshens vamwe achitakona achitandirana vakubhura mateni asi toda ngoti zita rava mutukudzi risarova legasi yava mutukudzi ngaisegekova nokuda kwaizvozvo vana vava vasikana ava tinoona kuti vari kuta zvinofadza chaizvo tinoona hedu kuti panogona kunge pane makakatama henze but haa seumu ari kufadza chaizvo chero paakaa akamboita masho ake kunana Cape Town haa tari kuti mutukudzi haringarovi kana varipo kana kuchazoyawo muzukuru kana kuti haa samanyanga hatiri kuti mbiri yavo ingonzi yango tsakatika nokupera kwavoiwo haa munhu wanga ari munhu mukuru
aiwa achakunzwa zvakanaka mukomaoni
tovao tinoona sekuti varipo kuda kwebasa ravakasiya vaita maalbhamu ese avakasiya kana mukazongowanawo kanguva kupera mongozovovawo ngwaraingwarai kana munakuzoko
ndontwarizvisa zvaio tichakutsvagirai mukomadhoni tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa
haa maita basa mukoma mai maita basa nekudiira pazuva rakanaka kudai
aiwa totenda zvikuru
kurangarira mabasa asamanyanga
Right, Muri Zimbabwe, you just heard there from umlaleli wetu uDonald Mamboma. Ngezwe ukuthi ngilo munye umlaleli ndirikunzwa ukuthi ndine umwe umthereri asizweni ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodabule khona ekodwini. Khola khola mthereri ndinomgamchira imchirongo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo aripo parinari ndiyani.
Magadiko.
Ai wathi nani ndiyani aripo parinari apo?
Nditarisai madhoshi takofa kunya.
Ngoma tarisai zviri kufamba.
Aiwa bo zvekuti dhu
onai manje mukoma tari taane gore mushakabvutuku aenda munoti nazvo izvozvo
ya zvinoti baya mutuku yange iri mbehuri chaiyo yaikuma samanyanga chaiwo asi kungoti pakaita zvako kuparadzaniswa kwenyama asi tinoti fambai murugare ava samanyanga vaindinakidza kana ndikaririko kasi
todiniakufarakao aiwa takudza zvakanaka mukoma
zvanga chitaurwa namukoma abvao right ichokwadi idzodzo murume uyu akabata basa guru refu kwete rekutamba naro zvokuti hakuna umwe angazvigona izvozvoizvo haa akatigonera akatisiyira nhaka hombe cha
hakuna kana vechidiki vanogona kuzviitawo here mukoma
kusina hakuna cheresa hatishe takazvigona zvazvo
saka muruta hapana
anga asina kuti asina rusarura kuti ii gospel isungura ichi aibatsira pese anga asingasaruri
zvino mukoma tarisai tichitarisa nyaya yekuti ivo vamutukudzi and vakabuda pachena vachinyatsotaura vachiti vechidiki hanzi remangwana nderenyu takaona vakavhura pakare paye studios vachida kubatsirawo vechidiki nemaonderenyu pane zvavakaitira vechidiki munyika ya
ipapo vakatigonera because pakare paya paya tinoita zvatinoda napo saka haa kuti tashei zvedu vakatigonera pakatosiya nedzimwe nzvimbo isusu vechidiki vakatigonera zvisingaiti zvokuti haa tina kutenda zvikuru
aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma ndakunzwai zvakanaka mukoma tarisai petai muchikanda mazwi maviri matatu kune mhuri yava mutukudzi
ndinoko mhuri yava mutukudzi ndongoti ngatichenei tiine tariro inzira yedu tose hapana chatakaitira mwari tiepo panyika hapana chatakaitira mwari tisabve panyika saka zviriko kwatiri tese nesuo tichateera zveduwa saka ii ngavazore murugare ngatichemei netariro
aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa mukoma tari
awa paribvoumaita basa
right mutswakazomuhle you just heard there from umnumzana utarisai uya akhuluma phela ukuthi hayi ubaba mutukudzi he left shoes so big ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozagcwalisa his shoes hayi kuthiwa haa it's scary so ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli I'm not sure if I have another caller ngilomunye umlaleli na do I have another caller okay akula mlaleli let's go back to ufarai and then we'll go back to some music of uyenu ubaba mutukudzi farai are you still on the line farai
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you heard the callers, they echoed their sentiments, and they all are heartbroken because of that. And some of them feel as though the legacy that Mtukudzi left was so big, so big. What do you have to say as a young musician too about the legacy that Mtukudzi left, especially for the youth of Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, so put it this way: we, my band and I, when we played primarily to the European markets, and of course, you know, you'll have the African diaspora market that we are equally played for. And what we found to be a great contribution, and at least as for me, which I led in the writing of the songs and co-productions and so forth, is that sound matters, but more so, to greater depth, messaging matters. What we're talking about in our songs, and equally the style. How separate are we in terms of how are we able to place the national identity of who we are and where we're coming from? Someone who got cheap. All these senses, these sentiments of identity, he really taught us to not separate them. He would take his whole self, his upbringing, his background, everything about himself was fully put and instilled in the music. And that's why it meant so much to people. That's why it's a national treasure, because he was able to instill a sense of his own individuality into the music. And not separate his critical identity, what he was himself. I actually noticed something today when I was preparing for this, in an interview that he had in Canada, how stubborn he was when it came to preserving the African image. So he was having an interview in Canada, and the interviewee made a joke that we hope that when the people come to your show, they don't actually use Zimbabwean time. And he became a very stern face and said, it's not Zimbabwean time, it's time. Mm-hmm. As to demonstrate how he valued how Africa was perceived, how Zimbabwe was perceived, and how equally specifically how he was perceived. So he was a man of high stature. So I think the legacy that we take away as the youth is to carry on with that sense of national pride and that sense of continental pride and who we are as a people. But as we carry on with it, let us equally instill it in our production, in our music. Let us equally, we are the ambassadors of art and culture from our country. So you speak to a German band, they're going to talk about, they're going to identify themselves with who they are, as is the case with Jamaica, as would be the case in the United States. I think one of the crystal things, the critical things that I think he contributed amongst many others, mm-hmm. is his sense of pride in who he was and how he never left that behind in his music.
Mm-hmm. All right, Farai, what's in your bumbum lomong tatum munyum laleli in the zotu mum tereri arguti. Yes, oxy lom lalilung and agushelo, cola colam tereri, ya guamgelo xelong, but no connect to me.
Hello?
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Yapira, Mike.
But no connect to me. Baba Mshanga, ukainda te, ko.
Ngise Botswana lapha.
Kunjani eBotswana baba?
Hayi siyaphila baba.
Nantu dabo olukhona egudwini baba. 1 year later ubaba uMthukudzi usehambile. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala uthini ngodabo olukhona baba?
Ah silahlekile baba uOliver Mthukudzi silahlekile ngisimthanda kakhulu.
Ungathini ngembali yakhe baba Clifford?
Impande yakhe usebenzile kakhulu ubaba lo. Usebenzile kakhulu uOliver Mthukudzi. Silahlekile kakhulu.
Kukhona na ongathi he's left for abantu abasakhulayo elizweni baba?
Kukhona baba.
Ungathini usejeleni abantu abasakhulayo?
Angithi ube khona ube yenza ukuhlanganisa abantu amagigi yakhe. Angithi wabona ukuthi kathesi ube khona ukubuya lapha azothaya labatswana lapha. So khona kukhanya kuyathengisa ukuthi ulobudlelwana kunjalo nje uMthukudzi all over the country lakhonapha ma ungabulalele amaradio ayebutswana bakhuluma ngayo ukuthi legend.
Usakhona baba Clifford?
Ngikhona
baba. Right. Awuphosele phele amazwi akho okugcina uphosele kumuleka baba uThuku.
hayi ngithi bangalahlindele ngoku kutshelwa baqhubeke uNkulunkulu khona uNkulunkulu khona siye phambili angithi kule club le akade seyivulile lapha eZimbabwe lapha
ngempela
so iye phambili iproblem yigovernment yakithi man igovernment yakithi hayi iye problem corruption too much uyabona iproblem ekhona lapha
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford.
Abahlabeleli bagone ukuthi bagone ukuthi abahlabeleli labo kangithi kumele i-government ibancedise ukuthi baproduce ingoma zabo. Ukuthi kathethe ma wena ungabe iphela anti uyabona ukuthi ngesikhathi sabo mdalo Oliver Mtukudzi bebekhona ukubotshwa ma ukuthiwa ingoma. Phela u-Oliver Mtukudzi bengahlabela ingoma ngokucabangela umuntu ukuthi unjani kumbe ipolitiki njani uyabona. Ubehlabela ingoma zakhe ngobunono ukuthi uzabehlabela ingoma lawe kuyizwa ungamtshela nje ethi mina ngilindebele ethi joka ta ande bakhumana ngafunga kwethu
joka hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford danki danki nokungena kuhlelo akithi baba
iyabonga baba Mike ubufonela njalo nkosi yami
no problem baba Clifford zakufonela ngithi baba All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard from Clifford Mhlanga. Hanzi aiwa dzoka uyamwe ndiyo nziyo yano farira vanyatsotaura kuti aiwa hanzi nyika yeZimbabwe aiwa takarasikirwa negama zvechokwadi tudzewo maondo renyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwe plus 12026192077 ndiyo namba yekufona munokwanisa zvekare kundinyorera maondo renyu pa WhatsApp pa plus 12026503 18 now earlier on umnumzana uDonald Mamboma and other callers came in and they were saying ukuthi I-legacy kaBaba Mtukudzi, the one thing they can say is ukuthi legends never die, kuthiwa i-spirit sabo moves on. And Donald Mamboma came in and he also talked about his daughter, Usalma Mtukudzi. Now, whilst on the same issue of Usalma Mtukudzi, 4 days ago, Usalma released a song, a dedication to her father. Let's take a look at that dedication and then we'll hear more ukuthi liwubona njani udaba lukhona ekudwini.
Ayiwa baba manitsimbira.
Hanzi na Salma Mtukudzi aiwa baba manditsimbira. That song is 7 minutes long. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole song. Kodwa, if you're looking to check it out, you must go to her YouTube page, Salma Mtukudzi. Muchamzwa chinyatso imba hanzi aiwa baba manditsimbira. Father, 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 why did you leave me? You've left me hurt. Asizweni ukuthi uFarai uthini yena ngodaba lekhona ekudwini. Let's go back to my guest, uFarai Mufuti. Farai, usakhona ecingweni?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Farai, uBaba Mtukudzi did something very special that very few artists can do. He sang language-specific songs. However, he was embraced across all cultures, all races worldwide. How is it that an artist can do something like that?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think it speaks to the level of depth Oliver Mtukudzi had, which is comparative to you know people like Tenise Keita, if not larger, who sense of self worth and understanding of the cultural norms that formed them and made them were able to draw in people of different cultures. I think it's the fact that he was centered around his own sense of identity. He understood the cultural norms and the cultural value systems that made us, as Zimbabwe, and understood how to leverage them to the external. I don't think it's something he went to sort out. I think it's just an amazing talent, and he had an amazing, unique voice, uniqueness about his sounding, his sound production was only identifiable to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the outstanding originality that came not only with his music production, that came also with the uniqueness of his voice, but equally buttressed by the heavy message, the message that was associated with the sense of depth, rich culture, social value systems that were moralistic and educational, at the same time profoundly beautiful. You know, opened up that market for him. So I don't think there's a method and a program that one can instill or a plan one can follow. I think he was all round unique in that sense, and you'll find it with all the other legends that have contributed to African music as he did. They were very sophisticated in their talent, but equally relatable, even though they sang in a vernacular language.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you one more time. Ngithathe umunye umlaleli, let me read some comments, and then I'll come back to you. Angitfara.
No problem.
All right, Muriye Zimbabwe. So, gachuwe ne kutuwa, nwaru kutu chipa, WhatsApp, Zwekari. The Big Mike, ugulo muntu opalayo uti, The Big Mike, JTK, Under Your Voice. I want to know who Gamchira Mchirongwa. Thank you so much for tuning in. Pano Mwarungu Nyoranzi Tuku was a star. Nziyo Yando Farira. Neria. Tambo Iriza Neria. That was a song. Gulo Nyoni Lae Uti. Hi. Uti. Hello. That's Fortune Nyoni in Wange. How are you? Tuku was the best teacher. Lo Nyoni who is in Wange. Ngezo Njalo Gulo Munyo Opa Lae Uti. Aiwa. Samanyanga Raive Gamba Guru. I want to know Tenda Zukuru Endra Mberi Mchi. We'll be reading it live on air, and those that are looking to join, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, so you can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. How, Baba Fortune? I just read the comment. Ya kukunja ni wangi.
I am the one who is out there at the city.
Nantu tabulu kono kutu ni Fortune. 1 year later, utukuse ambilo, utini. Ngayale mbali
yaka. Yeah, I can tell you, she, uamado, watia inifa, eni asoze, lichele, ispese, na abata, abakula, even amalande, bayo.
Which song is that, Baba?
Ndiwewe
Gauripo. Okay. He shook to Niguwe Lengo.
Baba?
Bengiti, what does that song mean to you, Baba Nyon?
Ingo Maliana is na wanye zutu tukare mera chavoda. At the end of the day,
Is there anything specific that you think ukuthi washiyela abantu abasakhulayo? All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Nyoni. Arumunyatso Taurao, Maundro Ake, Anzai, Wavatu, Kutarasikirwa, Muriye Zimbabwe, Tose, Ndebele Shona Kalanga, everybody, and Tarasikirwa, Negamba, Guru, Sesla Shegelo, Likawe, Langempela. Asizweni ukuthi ngiyeza ukuthi kulomunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndukunzondi na umo Zwekari Mthereri aruphinda mchirongwa asizweni ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodabule khona egodwini khola Mthereri ndinomgamchira mchirongwa ngubani khona ecingweni.
Magadi.
Ai watrinani ndiani aripo parunhare apo?
Ndimbuya.
Mkoma ndakuti mkoma mbuya. Ora ndimbuya zviri kufamba.
Ai
watrinani mapinda kamuchirongwa gore rapfuura mushaka bvutuku vaenda munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ai mushaka bvutuku vakatisira vana tuku vakawanda. Kuenda kwavatuku handina kurasikirwa asi takatowana vana tuku vakawanda kana vaimbi vechipika vakatenda kuti vakatisiwa navatuku. There must be something big that they should do. Yes.
What
exactly? Maimbira vatuku vaibata ndama political parties nyango muna ari webato iri vaiwana vachingana nakuza ari PF nekuMBC vachienda kuda kuti munhu aigona kubatanidza anga asina zviya zvokuchii. Norerekera kwakati kana vanenge vatadza kuzisoma masongo ake ndio vanenge vatadza asi ainge airamba akamira paambire. Saka kune vaindi vedu vechipiki zvinoti makadzidzei vakuna vatsvuku kushaya kwavatsvuku pakati pavana tiku vakawanda pakati dyarira vaimbi vatinofanira kudata navo kuitira kuti mbiri yavatsvuku ienderere mberi. Kuna Selma mwana wavatsvuku zipamujeze. Halo,
ndikukunzwa, endai mberi baba.
Ndirikunzwa. Selma mwana wavatsvuku zvaari zvakaitika manje pane zvavari kupagaga varavo riri mumusha mavo iye aifanira kuzvii minipisa semwana. And I think nekuda kwokuti vanhu vario vanozikanwa zvavo zvakaenda pajekerere asi iye semwana aide azvininipisa kune iyeye akasiyiwa navatu. Kana toenda pamaraiti chaivo chaivo vakati kuna iyeyo kana iyeyo Seuma chaiye kana mudzimai wese ari muzimbabwe shuwa hakuna asingafari kuona murume wake achimusiyira zvinhu. Hazvinei kuti anenge afa kuti saka kureva kuti zvinhu zvaakutanga kuti ngazviende kusara kutingangasitorwe nehama. Kune songo yambotaura namukoma vaya inonzi ngwarirai. Ndinoidawo zvikuru songo iya, ndinoti naive Seuma ngaazame kuividza songo yababa vake aone zvainotaura, because inotaurawo inobatanidza, inomutsiura senherera kuti azive ndiye haamutungamiriri pakare paya. Kana iye asipo haibudirire. Saka aripo pakuzvininipisa. And I think vanakana kana ndichiteera ndaiteerawo tuku vakaita mukombo kuti vande Semu. Zvakaita sekuti Seuma akafara kuti mwanakomana watuku ashaya, saka iye ndiye avepo.
Aiwa mukoma
tuku haana kufara nazvo izvozvo. Saka iye ngaazvione ndiyasara anofanira kusateerera amai vakao.
Aiwa, tanzwa kubva kune muteereri anga achitaurawo maondro ake pamusoro penhoroondo yamushakabvu baba Tukudzi. Now mure Zimbabwe pasara 2 minutes, regai tikurumidze tiroyo one last song eka babu Mutukudzi. Hanzi kusatenda uroi, topeta chirongwa. Let's take a look at the last song that we have queued up for you all. Ingoma eka babu Mutukudzi, kusatenda uroi. Let's go. Ingoma eka baba Oliver Mtukudzi hanzi aiwa kusatenda huroi. Muri Zimbabwe tashuka kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. I would have loved to give all guest mnumzana Farai Mavuti his last opportunity to wrap up. Kodwa isikhathi sesesihliwe kumangoyi. Ndinotenda munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Today on The Connection we're celebrating the life of the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi. Anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Muri Zimbabwe tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter @BigMike3BIGMYKE3. That's my username. Hurukure ya ipere panapa, ngatirendere peri pa social media. Anokoneka ine mufaro. Imi umaikove. Bye bye.